What's up, guys? We're going to use podcast. My name is Saul Manoli at Red Nation Hoops on Twitter. Here joined by Jared Dudley, the Phoenix Suns, at Jared Dudley 619 on Twitter. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good out here. San Diego Mother's Day weekend. Excited to go support the Rockets here on Monday to catch the game, man. I think everyone's expecting a good season. I think we all think this is kind of the preview of who's going to win the NBA championship.
Yeah, the reason I brought you on is you might be the only person more excited for Warriors-Rockets than I am. I see you constantly tweeting about it, and you're apparently going to Game 1 in Houston. How excited are you for the series?
Well, you know what? It's, you know, BJ's been a good friend of mine. I've been my teammate for multiple years. I'm just going to play on Phoenix of two of my stints. He was so hyped, you know, when he going through his free agency. He was calling me during it, deciding what team to pick between Houston and Toronto. They were down to those two, and I think that obviously it was his final decision, but I think that overall, you know, I think he trusted my advice and what D'Antoni and what Harden and CP could bring to him, and it could really help him out because he doesn't get a lot of the credit that he deserves playing on teams that weren't really good here in Phoenix, and even Toronto, because only half a year, and I knew that he would get the credit he deserved playing on a team like Houston.
Yeah, he's a pretty key cog in the series. What about this series excites you the most? Is there a particular matchup you like, or is there a question you want answered? Or do you just believe, like I do, that this is the real NBA Finals, because these are clearly the two best teams in the NBA?
Clearly the best two teams in the NBA. It excites me because this is the only team in my mind that can match up with the Warriors, and I don't even mean offensively, I mean defensively. Besides James, everyone is an A-plus defender. When I say A-plus, I mean the starters. When it comes to Ariza, Chris Paul, PJ Tucker, Capella, all of them, if you had to rank them for their position that they play, would be in the A category, and then Bob Mute would be that as a reserve. So they can switch every pick and roll. They can take away your role players for the most part, and they're good one-on-one defenders. PJ and maybe Ariza might struggle really, really quick guards, but everyone else besides that, they do really good. So against Kevin Durant, I expect them to be good. Against the Iguodalas, the Klay Thompsons, the key will be Steph when he gets those guys and his quickness and ball handling. Can he be able to get to the basket off those? And I think that's the real question going into the series.
What is your pick for the series?
My pick, if you ask me as an analyst, I would pick Warriors in six as a friend. If they do win, it'll be Houston in seven. So I'm going as an analyst, not being biased as my friend of PJ. I would say Warriors in six. Anyone thinks it's five, I would say it's crazy. I think the Houston, James potential going off at least a couple games, easy. But you know what? Like, these are the champions. There's a reason why. They can still win when they lose the MVP during the season. And I just feel like they're a firepower. And someone like, you know, Steph will be the X factor in the totality of the series.
Yeah, I'm going Warriors in 6-2. So what shot do you give the Rockets at winning the series? Like, what do you think they have to do on the court to actually have a legitimate shot at beating this team?
I think they're going to be fine defensively, to be honest with you. I don't think that's a problem. It's going to be guys like Ariza, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker. Because they're going to play. Harden's going to be able to get his one-on-one matchups. They have to hit timely shots. Doesn't mean they have to average 20 or 30, but when they're up by 7 or 8, those threes, they shoot high percentages, and PJ shoots the percentages he has. The thing about it, like the Rockets, the Warriors aren't going to give you wide-open threes. They switch just like the Rockets. So that's why I expect CP and Harden to have good series. We know you're going to have a good series. We know KD and Steph are going to play well. It's the other guys. Can PJ get enough offensive rebounds? Can Eric Gordon, who can create, who can go by one-on-one people, is he going to shoot high percentages and win his matchup? And so those are the critical factors to me. That's why I know Klay, I'm less concerned about Klay than I am Ariza. So that's why you give them the nod. Draymond's going to be Draymond. Iguodala's going to be Iguodala. They know they're not going to hit a lot of shots. The question is, can they hit their timely shots, what they usually have done in the past?
Yeah, I think they have to be really sharp, like the sharpest they've ever been, because this Warriors team comes at you in waves. And if you're not ready, you could be down in 15 and 3-minute stretch. And the Rockets are going to try hard hiding James Harden on defense. But there's no way you can successfully hide them against this team if you're not completely engaged. let me go ahead and ask off the top. I think the Warriors are going to target the hell out of James Harden on back cuts and switches, pretty much everything, off-ball stuff. Do you think the Rockets are going to try doing the same thing with Steph? Like, do you think the Rockets are going to search out Steph in isolation situations, try to get him on an island with Chris Paul and Harden out on the perimeter?
For sure. I mean, that's smart. I mean, that's what helped them. I think that they have to run a little bit more in transition. I would suspect. I don't want it to be like the New Orleans, just going back and forth. You got to pick and choose your spots of how you do it. Capella has to be a monster like Tristan Thompson was at the NBA Finals, because when they switch every ball screen, so if Draymond guards Capella, which we expect the Hampton Five to be able to do, and they have Klay Thompson guard Harden, and then Capella goes up to his high ball screen, and they switch it, and it's 1-on-1. There's no way Klay Thompson should be able to keep Capella off the offensive rebound. He has to get 5 or 6 rebounds. Tristan Thompson did that in the finals. They won. Kevin Love did that in the finals. Get extra possessions, kick out for threes. So that's a huge factor, I think, in this year that no one's talking about. And so if they ever play JaVale McGee, if they ever play Zaza Pachulia, ever play Jordan Bell, that's when they should eat. And so Capella can change the series and make them have to play a big if he stays on his offensive glass.
Yeah, I agree with you. The last time the Warriors really had trouble with the offensive glass, they almost lost a series. Like, I'm talking about the Thunder in 2016. Like, Steven Adams and Enes Kanter beat the hell out of the Warriors on the offensive glass, and it really gave them a fighting chance against the Warriors. Ryan Anderson's completely fallen out of the rotation in the playoffs. Would you be at all surprised if he makes an appearance, or do you think he's just going to be difficult to play because of his defensive liabilities?
I think it's difficult to play in this series because of his defensive liability. Also, I would say just because of D'Antoni and his history of going less. I think we see P.J. Tucker more at the center than we ever have, because of the small ball of Draymond and how they want to go, and he can guard and still rebound. I just think Anderson could play depending on matchups. If they're going to play Zaza, I don't mind Ryan Anderson playing the five and guard and Zaza, making him, instead of switching ball screens, even though I know they do switch, maybe staying on a hard hedge and let Zaza get the ball, make a play, or JaVale McGee make the play. I think it's, maybe a little bit with David West, you can get him some minutes to see how he is. I think that if you would, play him early in the series. Don't go 1 or 2 games not playing him, then ask him game 3, you want him to hit shots. I think for a role player, that's happened to me in my career, it's very tough. If you want to have confidence in Anderson, have confidence early, but you can pick and choose the matchups. When David West comes in, he can guard David West. And if they're throwing the ball in the post at David West, I'm living with that. I'd rather have that than the other 3 or 4 shooting off pick and rolls and shooting threes.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned P.J. Tucker right off the bat, because I think he's going to be the most important player in the series. Like, in my opinion, he's going to make or break the series. He's the real bellwether. Whether he's going to hit shots when the Warriors leave him open in the corner to cover these middle pick and rolls, I think he's going to be, like, really the guy that serves the drink, especially that small ball unit that you mentioned. When they put him at the 5, they're so interchangeable defensively. They can switch 1 through 5, and I just don't see anybody on the Rockets being more essential to what the Rockets do on both ends of the floor than P.J. Tucker. Do you see anybody else like that in this series?
Ariza's huge, because Ariza is better offensively than P.J. He shoots more shots. He has to play big like he did when he played back in the Lakers and hit big time and timely shots. Defensively, he's going to start on Durant. So how he limits him, and this is the one team that can throw 3 bodies at him that are above average defenders. You got Bamute, PJ, and Ariza. But with PJ and Bamute, you lose a little bit offensively compared to Ariza. Ariza has to play big. I mean, we keep saying this, to beat a team like the Warriors, some of your role players have to play better than what they normally play. Gordon, Ariza, PJ, we know what Harden and CP are going to do. You're playing against a juggernaut type team, and you got to stay out of foul trouble to a certain degree. You got to be physical, nothing easy. But the one thing that I've heard talking to players of the Rockets is they've done a great job on Clay. You see these 18, 19 point quarters, he's coming up pin downs. They don't allow it with their switches. And if they're locked in on every switch, because every time you turn your head, you mess up, he gets a back door, he gets a wide open 3. And it's going to happen. You just can't have this guy average 20 in the shoot. He's a guy who doesn't really clear up the shot. He's got to be 15 points or less for them to have a shot.
What lineup do you think the Warriors start with? Because I think they're going to go with that Hamptons five right off the bat, because they started him in the towards the end of this Pelican series, and I feel like they're going to do it. They're not going to mess around. They're not going to throw Kevon Looney in the starting lineup or something. I really think they're going to start with this Hamptons five. What about you?
I think the Warriors also with the Hamptons five. I think that just because Draymond Selman can play at a high level at that five, I think they kind of want to send a message. That being said, who else can do it? The only other person I can think of is maybe JaVale McGee, just because of Clint Capella. I think that's Clint Capella, like when we talk about PJ being huge, I mean, even if PJ didn't shoot the ball offensively, let's just say he averaged 6 to 7 points. Defensively, he was a stud, which we expect. Capella, to me, is the most important. And the reason why I say he's the most important, because he's going to have to be able to guard KD and step up these switches, because Draymond's going to set a lot of screens. If not, it's going to be Iguodala, so he's going to have to guard these guys in space, so you can't get beat off the dribble, because if you get beat off the dribble, you know, that's when the threes and layups happen, you don't want to get in foul trouble. But offensively, he's the one player, unlike New Orleans, because New Orleans had Anthony Davis, but Draymond was guarding him, but it's where, hey, it's a Mirotic. Mirotic shoots threes. Capella doesn't shoot threes. He has to stay on that glass. Tip outs like Tyson Chandler. Tip outs like Thompson. And he has the motor for it. And I think that he talked big about this early on, that the Rockets are better. Now it's his time to shine, for him to get this max contract, to get to the finals, and ultimately win a championship.
Yeah. Draymond's been a monster in the playoffs. And so is Iguodala. Both of those guys were having down years up until this point. I feel like they just woke up from a nap or something. Like, is coasting during the regular season a real thing for the Warriors? Like, do they kind of let their guards down?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. They know when they play at 70%, they could still be a one seed. I think the Rockets were just out of their mind this year. No one saw that. You know, when I was talking to PJ before the year, I had the Rockets third or fourth seed. And we were arguing, debating it, and they were number one. I don't think anyone, except for maybe the guys in that locker room, thought they were going to be number one seed. They came out playing out of their mind to start the season, beating them the Warriors' first game. So Draymond has, I'll tell you this right now, and if he shuts me up on it, Draymond will not have that type of series versus this Rockets team. For one, you're playing against New Orleans, who doesn't believe in defense. They want to outscore you. Yes, you had Anthony Davis, but you had a lot of they basically start three point guards, basically, with Holiday, Moore, and Rondo. That's not how it's going to be with the Rockets. Yeah, Harden might not play defense, but Ariza is there. PJ's going to have that dog on. PJ's going to be on Draymond to start. When he gets that ball, he's pressuring him. That's what PJ does. It ain't going to be no walk in the park where this guy's going to be able to dribble and drop dimes. He's going to be in his face pressuring him. And so you're not going to see that, I personally believe, you're not going to see that triple-double Draymond that you had before. Now, he always gets his numbers, but it's going to look way different.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think PJ is going to start off on Draymond. I really think he's going to have, I think he's going to be the most impactful player in the series. He's the guy. People aren't talking about enough. Like, he's going to be the real game changer in this series. Let's go ahead and get this over with before I let you go. How important is home court advantage for the Rockets, in your opinion? Because listen, I don't play in the NBA. I don't know. Does that affect the players? Do certain guys play better at home than they do on the road, and vice versa? How important is it in your opinion?
Great question. Role players always play better at home. Role players, for sure. Stars are good anywhere. That's just how it is. If anything, stars are better on the road because they shoot more shots. Because obviously the role player not as confidence. The Rockets would not be able to win this series if they didn't have home court. That's in my personal. I don't care if they had 70 wins. It's almost impossible to win at Oracle. That's why I'm expecting them to only have to win one at Oracle. Can the Houston win one at Oracle? Yes, they can. They've proven that. So them having home court advantage is crucial. Game one to me for the Houston Rockets is the most crucial. Now, people say that because if you win game one, if they lose game one, they can win game two and still win one and still have home court advantage. Yes, that's correct. But if they win game one, you know how much pressure is on the Warriors game two? Like, I want to see these guys. They've never been down 2-0. You know, I don't even know if they've ever been down 1-0 since they've been together. So to be able to, I know back in the day versus Memphis, they were down, but it's a different team. So to get them down 1-0, everyone talking about it, hey, Houston has a chance. If they win game two going up 2-0, oh, trust me, the war is not only going to believe it, you're going to see them when they play in Oracle, a totally different team up 2-0.
Yeah, I agree. Game one's going to be the real tone setter in the series. It's going to be like really deflating if the Rockets drop game one. It's especially because they worked for home court advantage all year. They won 65 games. They talked about how important home court was to them. It's gonna be a real tone setter in this series. I agree.
For sure.
Yeah, that's Jared Dudley. Jared, thanks so much for coming on. I hope you enjoy game one in Houston. Hopefully that's good. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at JaredDudley619. Thanks so much for coming on, Jared.
Oh man, anytime, man. Thanks a lot.